Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And before we get underway with our next segment, as a reminder to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That is streamysr.com. Well, in our next segment, the NBA conversation, it's going to continue. That's because our producer, Joe George, is back in studio. And you know what, Joe? I think I need to start off tonight's segment with playing some Johnny Mathis. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It is. You know what's funny? It's actually, I talked to my parents earlier, and they're expecting like 3 to 4 inches of snow this weekend.
How nice.
In Chicago, so they're not happy. And I'm just like down here in Houston, and it's like 72 degrees on it was yesterday on Thursday, so I'm loving it.
You know, I talked to my junior high coach back in Montana, and I'm like, it's 75. We're getting ready to go to the golf course. He's like, it's not like that right now in Great Falls.
No, I cannot imagine. It's probably like 10 inches of snow already there.
Absolutely. They have had a lot. So talk to me about, right off the at the forefront of my mind, and is the Dallas Mavericks. They host the Utah Jazz tonight at the AAC, and they have had some big wins in the month of November. The Clippers, the Rockets, they're off to an 8-4 start, and they faced the Celtics on the road, and they were able to take care of business. Winners of 5 straight. Is this where you thought they would be at this point in the season?
You know, a little bit. I thought it would look a little bit differently, at least in their win-loss records overall and who they were going to lose to. I kind of expected them to lose. I expected them to beat the Clippers, at least in this first game before the season. You know, there was all that emotion of DeAndre Jordan and that whole debacle happening. So in the Rockets game, I kind of expected them to lose, and just like the Raptors, I did expect them to split the Pelicans series as well, like which actually happened, when they really probably should have beaten them both times because the Pelicans are just god-awful right now. But overall, I mean, I think the Mavericks are having a good start to the season. They haven't really played anybody yet, though. They played the Clippers. They played the Celtics, who are probably close to a 500 team, will probably be competing for the 8th seed in the East. And I think the Celtics are good, and that was a very good win, especially Isaiah Thomas, Jared Sullinger. Mm-hmm. Both played very good games during Wednesday night. And the one thing that I look at this team, though, is they beat the Lakers twice. They beat the 76ers. They played the Pelicans once. They beat them. And they have one win on the season right now. So, you know, I think the Mavs are doing a good job, but I just want to see them play a better stretch of opponents. And they also played the Rockets and beat the Rockets. And normally I'd say that's fine, but as we saw, they already fired Kevin McHale. So something's wrong there as well. So I want to see the Mavericks. I know they got a tough stretch coming up, so I want to see how that kind of plays out before I totally dive in and them as like a 7-8 seed kind of a thing.
Well, let me tell you this. I mean, I think the Mavericks have been a surprising team, but what about some of the underachieving teams within the Western Conference? The Pelicans, yes, they've been decimated with injuries. The Rockets, we'll get into that situation here momentarily. But also Memphis. I mean, it's been a bit of a surprise.
I just think Memphis, it's you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and that's what they're going through right now. They are stuck in the past. And I know there's an emergence of guys like Jahlil Okafor and Karl-Anthony Towns coming in being dominant centers. But Memphis still wants to run with Gasol and Randolph. And first of all, it's never worked because they have no titles. So you can't tell me it's worked, you know, trying to go the big man game when you have nothing. You have no titles to show for. You know, it's you beat the Spurs once, great, when you were an 8 seed. What have the Grizzlies really achieved in the last few years since that combo has emerged? And so it doesn't surprise me that they're struggling. You have to be able to shoot the 3-ball. Tony Allen's great. He's probably I think he's one of the best perimeter defenders, at least at the shooting guard position, we've ever seen in basketball. He's dominant. He can lock down anybody, but he can't score. You know, Randolph can barely make a shot outside the free throw line. Gasol, he's not like Paul. He doesn't have that jumper. It's not as effective, at least. They just don't have the scores. Mike Conley can only do so much. So I'm not surprised that it's finally catching up to Memphis. I never thought this team, every year, that everyone seems like they pick them to not make the playoffs, and they're always proven very wrong. And this year, for once, they might be proven right.
Hey, Joe George is back in studio with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He will be with us each and every week with our NBA news and notes. So we talk about the Pelicans, the Rockets, and Memphis. But what about Sacramento? I really thought that this might be a roster that could perhaps surprise within the Western Conference.
Well, after that players-only meeting, they went on like a 5-game win streak.
Thank
and
you.
DeMarcus Cousins. Oh, my.
Yes.
One of the things that was apparently said in that meeting was, it's Rondo's job to get to the get to the bucket and to distribute the ball. It's DeMarcus Cousins' job to drop, to get to the paint and score and dominate the post, and it's everybody else's job to shoot the three ball. Well, apparently that's working because they're looking like a very good basketball team. It seems like it's working. Rondo's already got four double-doubles this year. Mm-hmm. He's looking like the old Rondo. And Rondo's one of those guys, I think he's looking better, actually, than he used to. And here's why. Because when Rondo played in Boston, he had all those assists, but he also had Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett. He's got not as much talent around him now. I think he's playing very good basketball. I'm really impressed with Rondo and the Kings, and if they keep this up, that they could be a playoff team, a potential playoff team, but I think this is the season we're going to see with them. There's going to be a lot of highs, and there's going to be a lot of lows, and they're just going to kind of go in waves. So they're going to lose 5-6 in a row, 7 out of 10, and then they're going to come out and they're going to win 6 out of 10. They're going to get really hot, win 8 out of 10 kind of a thing. So that's kind of what I'm expecting from the Kings, and it's kind of what we've seen so far. But DeMarcus Cousins is the real deal.
So what is the key for Sacramento to play consistent basketball and to have sustained success? And also just, I think about the stability of the mind of DeMarcus Cousins so that he has that, zero in and focused.
Well, just keep the Looney Tunes in check. I think that's the nicest way I can put it.
Okay, go easy.
Because DeMarcus Cousins is a fantastic basketball player.
True.
But when he loses his mind, when he's cursing at coaches, he can't be productive. Same thing with Rondo. He's had issues with coaches before. Mm-hmm. Those two guys are the key. If they can keep themselves sane and calm and keep their demeanor like professionals and grown men, then they'll be fine. If they're screaming at a legend like George Karl and expecting that to work, that's not why they're better, because he screamed at his coach. If they can keep those two guys in track, then I think they're going to be fine. But I think this team also is going to need some help elsewhere. If they're really going to make a push, they're going to need a new addition. I don't know who it's going to be. I personally really think there's a really good trade, a marriage between the Bulls and the Kings with, something involving...
How so?
With Rudy Gay and Taj Gibson.
Okay.
I think both teams, it would really, really benefit both teams. The Bulls need more scoring, and Taj Gibson would bring a scorer, a defender, and a rebounder to this team, and oh my gosh, him and DeMarcus Cousins would be dominant together. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a good marriage there. I don't know if anything like that would happen. I just think the Kings are kind of missing one piece from definitely being a playoff team this year, especially when you see some of the teams that are kind of down.
Hey, Joe George with us a few more minutes tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Would love for you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And remember, you can listen to our entire show right at podcastarena.com. Click on the Yahoo Sports Radio tab. Joseph, tell all the listeners where they can check you out.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter. It's at NBN Podcast. It's called Nothing But Net. It's a podcast I do with former NBA player Troy Hudson. And every week we have, a former NBA player on with us as well. And basically my job is to ask them a question and let them go and hear, two veterans talk about the NBA and their stories. And I love it. I think it's great. And if you want real insight to what the locker room atmosphere looks like, then it's definitely a good podcast for you.
Okay, so another quick hit on talking about the Rockets. Dwight Howard, where do you see him at in all this? I mean, the fact that, he starts out his career in Orlando, then he's with the Lakers, mm-hmm. and now Houston. I mean, this is kind of a ding on his reputation in terms of his ability to play for somebody. I mean, Stan Van Gundy, I mean, they obviously had their issues.
Yeah, I don't know if Dwight's ever going to win a title either. And
is he soft?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely think Dwight's soft. I mean, I'll take DeAndre Jordan and Tyson Chandler any day of the week over Dwight Howard. And I'll definitely take Tyson Chandler because they have the same performance, and Tyson gets paid a hell of a lot less money than Dwight Howard and DeAndre Jordan do. I would take Tyson every day of the week.
Okay, Joe George with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we close out tonight's interview, give me a quick hit on Golden State. They just continue to be on fire.
Yeah, they're literally absolutely incredible. Steph Curry is just dominating, and I think the best thing you can tell about this Warriors team, it's not just, automatically started the season 12-0, things like that. They're on this hot run. You look simply at LeBron James's comments, and I think that tells a lot about the Warriors. LeBron said, "I don't know how this team is hungrier than us. They won the title. We lost. And they're hungrier than the Cavs." I mean, that's kind of like an abbreviation of what
right,
he said.
Sure. But, paraphrasing.
I mean, that's I think that just tells you about this team and what the NBA views them. They see this Warriors team. They look dominant. They're hungry. They want
to be a dynasty.
More. Yeah, they want it more than anyone else. And if LeBron is willing just to come out and see that, even when they're not – I know he was asked about the Warriors and their performance, but he could have just blown that off and been like, yo, you know, we're not playing the Warriors right now. They're not my focus. He came out and said, they're hungrier than we are. That's amazing to me. This Warriors team is absolutely incredible.
Well, you're amazing. Joe George has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, of course, I will not be in studio next week because I will actually be up taking in some Dallas Mavericks basketball, eating a bunch of turkey, having a good time, going to Oklahoma. So I get the week off. So you have a good time working hard, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Much more straight ahead right here at YSR. You stay close.